I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Glass sculptor Jonathan Swans is visiting the Willamette Valley from Hawaii and doing an installation at Lane Community College called Vibrant Matter, Sculpture in Glass. His show opens on Monday, March 31st and runs through April 24th with an artist talk and reception on April 2nd. His recent path has included collaborations with dancers and other performers, and there will also be a dance performance by Bonnie Samoa and Sarah Nemechek in conjunction with the exhibit on April 2nd. Jonathan Swans joins us in the KLCC studios. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Eric. Grateful to be here.
When you speak of glass as being alive in a sense, in what ways do you mean that?
It actually moves and is animated as you work with it. We're constantly, as a glass worker, trying to figure out that the timing and the energy of keeping the material malleable.
Existing on that boundary between solid and liquid, that's really not so different than human existence, is it?
Yeah, I think not only on a physical level, I mean, we're made up of, you know, atoms and molecules and liquids and solids and how these are constantly in some kind of dialogue within us, but also thinking about our consciousness or our awareness and how it goes through state changes as well.
Is that what you mean when you say that glass exhibits social behaviors?
It's not only glass when I think of as exhibiting social behaviors, but materials generally. Matter, or inert matter materials that we think of, actually have social behaviors to them if we step back to look at them through a different lens. They seek the path of least resistance. Humans do this. Fatigue under strain, humans have this as well. Different ways of repulsion and attraction. You know, these are the dynamics that I see in materials and identify as social behaviors.
Glass, more than most art forms, depends on light as well, a relationship with light. It needs light to pass through it before it becomes alive. So how do you work with light as a material as a sculptor?
Yeah, light animates the glass for certain. It activates it in a way that it really demonstrates its kind of celestial, ethereal, spiritual aspects, which for me is extremely unique and important for us to remember that's in us. And so working with light, it's more about placement in space or how you arrange it in architectural or environment and so that it can be activated.
That's particularly true, I think, in an installation piece like you're doing at Lane Community College. You're working with very specific conditions of light and architecture. So how have you worked with that in this particular installation?
The exhibition has two components to it. So one is a proper gallery show. I call that Vibrant Matter collectively. And there's multiple bodies of work that are exploring these social dynamics of glass as a living material. And then in the Studio Arts building, there's an installation I call Rite of Passage. I'm very interested in concepts of transformation, whether it's material transformation or social transformation. And I think of those things that facilitate transformation as technology. And so when I was thinking about this space, I was having an inner dialogue about the technology of spiritual transformation. And one of those modalities that was interesting to me is the concept of pilgrimage. And we have these moments where we cross some liminal or barely existing threshold, and not until we're through it do we have the opportunity to look back and recognize that some great transformation's happening, something significant changed in that marginal moment of going through the portal. And so I built this large installation called Rite of Passage as a visual exploration of the relationship between pilgrimage and portal.
And Rite of Passage is spelled R-I-G-H-T. It's a different kind of Rite of Passage. And in conjunction with this exhibit, Bonnie Samoa and Sarah Nemechek will be doing a little bit of dance with this installation. How does that all tie together?
The R-I-G-H-T bit is to suggest or bring in the conversation of morality. Is something right or wrong? Is one to be elevated over the other? And I'm not saying yes or no to that. I just hope to present a platform for questioning. And yes, Bonnie and Sarah are both going to be doing a performance on April 2nd. And it's an opportunity for them to activate the space. And Bonnie and I share similar ideas about the way I work with materials as in social behaviors and the transformative nature of glass as she does with dance, and particularly through a style that she refers to as continuum.
Jonathan Swans, whose glass installations Vibrant Matter and Rite of Passage are on exhibit at Lane Community College from March 31st through April 24th. On April 2nd, there will be an artist talk at 4 p.m. and a dance performance by Bonnie Samoa and Sarah Nemacek at 6 p.m. For more information about the exhibit, lanecc.edu/artgallery. And for more on the glass of Jonathan Swans, see jonathanswans.com. For an extended version of this interview, visit klcc.org. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you very much, Eric.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.